the notion that there was great affection for Sir John A. is a relatively recent historical creation. Sir John A. was reviled as someone who was either a drunkard, or corrupt because of the CP scandal, or tied to his friends and cronies, or insensitive to the Northwest in terms of the rebellion, and all the rest. Well, now, of course, we see what a master tactician he was in pulling it all together. I think history will have a similar view of Mulrooney. It'll take time. There won't be 100 M. Brian Mulrooney schools opening up in the interior of BC or rural Ontario in the next 10 years. But there will be probably a fair amount of them in the following 10 years. And I think that just takes time. Canadians tend to focus their anger on a Pierre Trudeau or a Brian Mulrooney or a John Diefenbaker. And it takes a long time to disengage because it becomes the comfortable excuse on which we can blame all our personal failings, all our setbacks, all the screw-ups at other levels of government. And it's human nature, and it's democracy, and it comes with the course.